Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Monday, 5 in the morning. Actually, I've been up since 4 in the morning today. I'm driving over to work right now. And honestly, man, this is going to be a little bit of MMA talk. I love mixed martial arts. I don't practice them myself. I used to do jiu-jitsu a little bit here and there, just a white belt. Never got past a white belt, right? I did a little boxing here and there as well. Same thing. If there was any belt rankings for boxing, I never been past that, but the one thing I've always have been is a huge MMA fan and boxing fan. I love watching it. I love criticizing it. I love the effort and the hard work it takes to do that specific job, whether it's boxing or mixed martial arts. I mean, that's a tough, tough industry, right? Especially if you're making a living out of it. One of the things I wanted to talk about today, guys, with everybody listening out there, all the fans. First of all, my name is Ray. I'm a 36 year old, actually 35 year old. I'm not 36 yet. I'm going to be 36 this year. What am I doing? Jumping the gun. I'm a 35 year old, manager of a supervisor of a delivery and pickup, big corporation, big known company. I can't say the name here, but anyways, I work for them, big company, but I'm a huge, huge fan of, like I said, of MMA and boxing. The reason I'm recording this podcast today is because I really wanted to talk about how pissed off I am from happy and pissed off at the same time from Saturday's this past Saturday. What was it? April 14th, 2018. The fight night, the UFC fight night. What a fight, right? What a main event. I want to talk about just one fight, not all the fights that were in the card. I'm not going to criticize all those. I'm not going to break those down. I want to talk about Mr. Dustin Poirier and Justin Gaethje, man. What a freaking phenomenal fight. Both of them are phenomenal fighters. Both of them are very gritty. Both of them are just amazing at what they do, right? I mean, Dustin Poirier has come the long way from being 145 pounds to now 155 pounds. The improvement that he has made as far as his stand-up game goes and his takedown technique. I mean, it just all around his whole mixed martial arts game has just taken a huge leap, and he's gone from being top contender in the 145 division and to now being a top contender in the 155 division. I mean, he's ranked number 5, right? He had an amazing performance. He was phenomenal. There's nothing bad we can say about his performance from Saturday. And it was a great fight. Congratulations to Dustin Poirier, because as all of you know already, he won the fight. In an amazing way. It was a knockout in the it was stopped by the referee. I mean, Justin Gaethje was all over the place, and it was a stoppage by the referee. I believe it was the fourth round, if I'm not mistaken. These guys went balls to the walls, as we would say, right? I'm the reason I said I'm happy about that, because that was a great fight and it was a great performance by Dustin Poirier. The reason I am pissed off, though, and I'll tell you guys why right now, is Justin Gaethje, man. What a phenomenal fighter, man. What a heart that guy has. Not just his heart, but overall. And real quick, guys, I want to apologize for the background noise here. I'm not recording in a studio. I do have a studio at home, and I do record another podcast in Spanish. It's called Un Cotorreo con Tano y Ray. I do that on Tuesdays, every other Tuesday, but that's separate. That's a separate talk. It's not really MMA talk. It's just any talk in general. All right, guys. Sorry, I'm recording here as I'm driving. Obviously, I got my Bluetooth on, so I'm not using my phone. My phone's laying down on the passenger side here. I'm using my Bluetooth, so excuse the bad sound, the background. I'm driving on the freeway here. I'm down here in Chula Vista in San Diego, California. I didn't know where to work. But anyways, guys, like I was saying, I'm really, really pissed off of what happened to Justin Gaethje. I mean, Justin Gaethje is a phenomenal fighter. He's got all the talent in the world, man. He's got a great chin. He can hit hard. He's durable. He's a freaking NCAA wrestler. He could wrestle his ass off. Not just that, but the guy has a lot of grit. The guy can take a punch. And he's not scared to take a punch to give one. But I think that's a double-edged sword, especially for Justin Gaethje. Not just Justin Gaethje. I mean, that's his style of fighting. But I'm pissed off at his corner, at his training camp, at his trainers. I mean, you have a talented guy. You have a guy that has these qualities of a fighter. Durable, a good chin, hits hard, kicks the crap out of anybody because he can kick hard. If you look at Dustin Poirier's leg, his right inside leg, right above the kneecap inside, was just destroyed. I mean, he kicked the crap out of it the whole fight. The guy kicks hard. He's got baseball bats for legs, man. Other than that, guys, I mean, the guy has it all. But what he doesn't have is, I think, a good coach. A coach that can tell him, you know, exactly. And I'm not trying to criticize this corner. I mean, they're professionals. I'm not. But I can see from outside of the box, man. I'm looking at the fight from outside of the octagon. And I'm looking at such a talented guy that's just going balls to the walls, man. He just keeps throwing punches, not bobbing and weaving, not moving his head around, taking all this punishment, unnecessary punishment, because I'm pretty sure that they can teach him some head movement, man. I'm pretty sure that they can teach him how to move his head from left to right or how to avoid getting punched so many goddamn times. I mean, he was getting jabbed right hand. He must have been punched in the face at least 300 times, man. And I'm not exaggerating, because every round, I think Dustin Poirier was throwing more than 100 punches, man. And this kid's getting getting beat up. And I'm talking about Justin Gaethje. Not having to get beat up. You know, using some more technique. You're telling me that this guy, this is what he eats, breathes, and craps, right? Every day of his life. He doesn't have another job that I know of. Right? He doesn't have another job. His job is to train every day with his training camp, with his coaches, learn techniques, because he's got the talent, because he's got the chin, because he's got the punch, because he's got the kicks, and he's got the freaking wrestling. And you can't show him techniques on how to take away some punches, man, when he's getting punched left and right? I mean, are you kidding me, man? His corner cannot give him advice about how to move to the right, how to move to the left, instead of just directly receiving punches going forward. I mean, I know that's the style of fighting that he has. I know that he likes to go forward, which there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of boxers out there. There's a lot of MMA fighters out there that like to go forward. I'll give you another example of a good fighter that likes to fight as he's going forward, right, and likes to attack, not really defense. He's not really a defensive fighter, and that's Darren Till. But he does it with technique and precision. Precision and technique. That's what he does it with. If you look at Darren Till when he fought Cowboy, he did it with technique and position. He was going forward very aggressively, but with a lot of technique, hands up, moving away from punches, and giving punches. And Justin Gaethje wasn't. He was just moving forward, taking four or five punches, sometimes even six, seven, to land one. And at the same time, he's receiving body punches too, because he did get body punched a couple times in that fight, man, which I think had a lot to do with him going down in the fourth round. But, I'm looking at his corner, and I hear the advice they give him after the first round. He sits down. He's beat up, right? He's pretty beat up because they went at it. So is Dustin Poirier, but Dustin Poirier is not as beat up as Justin Gaethje. Sits down in his corner. His corner pretty much tells him, hey, man, he asked his corner, I believe. He asked his corner, hey, am I winning the fight? His corner says, yeah, you're winning the fight. You're breaking him. Keep going forward. You're going to break him. That's the wrong advice to give a fighter, man. How are you going to give – I mean, hold on. Let me back up a little bit. Didn't you learn from the Eddie Alvarez fight that if you fight in that style with top 10 contenders in the UFC, in a professional league – that has the best mixed martial artist in the world. The UFC has the best mixed martial artist in the world, and you're fighting the top 10 guys. Didn't you learn from the Eddie Alvarez fight that you don't go just forward, that you just don't go forward and receive punches and think that you're going to knock out a top 10 contender? Because he did get knocked down from that fight, and he was probably concussed. And guess what? On Saturday, he got knocked down again, and he was concussed because he did the exact same fight that he did against Eddie Alvarez to a top five contender. You cannot do that with guys that have great technique, that are professionals, that are gonna punch you and move out the way because they're not gonna stay there to receive a punch. These are top five contenders, man. Eddie Alvarez, ex-champ, right? The 155-pound champion. He was also the Bellator champion. I mean, Dustin Poirier, top five contender. You didn't learn from Eddie Alvarez? I mean, what is this corner thinking? You can't take him to a boxing coach to show him how to slip punches? I mean, it's easy for me to say, right? But this is not what I do for a living, right? What I do for a living is something else. This guy does this for a living, and you can't take him for 3 months to a boxing coach to show him how to slip a punch? You let him go out there and get his ass kicked again, back-to-back, with the same exact technique that he got his ass kicked against Eddie Alvarez? That's a bad on the corner, man. That's not bad on Justin Gaethje. Justin Gaethje is there to fight, there to put on a good show, but his corner is there to coach him and train him and care about his fighter, about their fighter. And they didn't care about Justin Gaethje, man. They let him die. They let him go in there and die in that war by giving him the wrong advice. I was listening to that corner, and they were giving him the wrong advice the whole freaking time, man. And that's very disappointing for me to watch because I'm looking at such a talented guy that could possibly be the champion at 155 pounds. I think that guy can be the champion. I think if anybody can give Khabib a run for his money, it's Justin Gaethje because of his takedown technique. He doesn't get taken down. He doesn't get taken down. When he does, he got taken down a couple times by Dustin Poirier. He popped right up. And the only reason he got taken down is because he was beat. Because he was tired. He was exhausted. But he popped right up, man. Oh, man. Anyways, I just wanted to kind of share this and vent a little bit with all the fans out there in MMA. And I don't know what you guys were thinking. Maybe you can message me and let me know what you guys were thinking. I'll answer you guys after work. But it was just really disappointing for me, man. I was almost crying watching this fight, man. I was emotional watching this fight because it was a great fight, but I was looking at a kid that has so much talent in Justin Gaethje, man, and just fighting the wrong style of fight in the UFC against top 10 contenders. And it's a waste of talent to me, man. You have such a talented guy. First of all, it's hard to find talent, and it's hard to find people with heart like Justin Gaethje. He's got it all, man. He's got it all. Don't take that for granted, guys. Justin Gaethje's training camp, Justin Gaethje's coaches, don't take that for granted, man. Give this kid a year off. Give him a year off from fighting because he just got knocked out back-to-back, man. And it was ugly knockouts. I mean, where he couldn't even stand up, and he was standing up and wobbly and falling all over the place. This guy was concussed, man. In less than a year, this kid has been concussed more than who knows how many times. Do me a favor, though. Give this kid a year off. After the year off, put him into boxing. Learn how to slip punches, man. Teach him. Teach him. Teach him technique. It's frustrating, man. Justin Gaethje. Learn some technique, baby. You have all the talent in the world. You have all the heart in the world. And you have all the chin in the world. And who knows how much chin you got left, man. Because you've been dropped almost dead twice. Please take a year off, Justin Gaethje. Congratulations to Dustin Poirier. But Justin Gaethje, take a year off, man. And then I really, really am begging your corner to put you into some boxing classes, man, so you can learn how to slip those punches and take away punches. Your wrestling is there. And basically become the champion, man, because you got all the talent in the world. You're a great, great fighter. You're a great talent. But it pisses me off, man, to see you get beat up that way. And it pisses me off to see your corner let you get beat up that way. All right? All right, guys, this is Ray with MMA Talk. MMA Fan Talk, I guess. That's what I'm going to call this episode. That's what I'm going to call my new podcast. This is my new podcast. I'm going to start recording every Monday, hopefully. After every fight, we'll talk about a couple fights. I don't want to talk about every single one of the UFC fights. We'll talk about the main events, if they were good. And if they were not good, we'll talk about a fight that was good in that main card. Today, I wanted to talk about the Dustin Poirier and Justin Gaethje fight. My thoughts behind it. I thought it was a great fight. Dustin Poirier, congratulations, man. Justin Gaethje, damn it. Let's make it happen next time, Justin Gaethje. Take a year off, baby. Take a year off and take those boxing lessons, man. Go out there and take the boxing lessons. Learn how to slip punches, man. Learn how to counterpunch. And if it's that hard, at least learn how to block, man. Because you're getting your ass kicked and you got all the talent in the world. And You know, I got nothing but love and respect for Justin Gaethje, man, because I wouldn't have the balls to do what he did on Saturday. I don't, but I do have the heart to see where I think he went wrong, man. And I think he should really, really take a year off, because I think he is a great talent, and I think he will become a champion if he changes training camps and he goes to a training camp that truly cares for him and doesn't let him get his ass kicked that way, man. That was incredible. That was an incredible fight, though, overall. UFC fight night, great fight. Can't wait to see the next UFC fight, and we'll talk about it here in MMA Talk. Love you guys. Love everybody out there, man. Have a great, great Monday. Have a great start to the week. I'm about to get to work here and start my hustle on to make that money, baby. All right, guys. Peace and love and a big kiss, mwah, to everybody. I love you guys. This is Ray with MMA Fan Talk. Bye.